Welcome, everyone. This is the Charlene on Green show. Well, Charlene, the crypto queen. I've so missed radio. I'm glad to be back. All my radio fans, how are you? Well, we used to operate out of Hawaii. Now we're in Salt Lake City. Welcome to the show. This is iHeartRadio. And I'm your host today, the Charlene Crypto Queen Show. And, you know, crypto, Bitcoin, it's just the talk of the town today. Everybody is talking about Bitcoin. Everybody's talking about Dogecoin. Everybody has some crypto in their wallets. What's in your wallet? And that's not a commercial for Capital One. You know, if you don't have any crypto in your wallet, let's figure out how to get you there. So today we're going to just open up the conversation about cryptocurrencies. We're going to talk about Bitcoin. We have fabulous guests and we have some great information to share with you. And just when you think about CryptoCoin, there's a lot of things to think about. So how do you boil it down to a conversation that you can have at home with your friends at work? You know, in my office, everyone's talking about cryptocurrencies, but everyone is kind of like shy about it. They're not sure what it is. They know if they should get in, should they get out? They know someone who used to be in and got out, or they had some and they lost it. So where should we start a conversation? I think for us to get a better appreciation of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, one of the first things we need to understand is just money. What do you know about money? I mean, you spend it. You hopefully have it to spend. If you're like me, you're hoping you have some money to spend. But not only is money a means of transacting, it's not just a currency. Money in and of itself is a technology. Think about that. So we're talking about a technology of transacting business, of creating value, of transferring value. And that's what Bitcoin is. Bitcoin is a newer technology. Your use of the paper money. Remember, paper money is actually not that old. It's pretty new in terms of how we use it today. The dollar, as we know it, you know, had to come from somewhere. There were coins, and then we ended up with paper money. Someone figured out that we could just print money anytime we wanted. But let's go back to the value that we're talking about, and that is of a Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin traded at today? In the, 55? It's been bouncing around. And we had a weekend not so long ago where Bitcoin took a dip. But if you were smart, you would have bought the dip. But here we are today. We're talking about just the value of Bitcoin. One U.S. dollar, okay? You're walking down the street. You see a dollar bill. How many of you would trip over each other to pick up that dollar bill? Not very many. But what if you walk down the street, you saw Bitcoin? I'm sure like people would be jumping out of windows trying to catch that one coin. But it's not a physical coin. So how do you talk about it? How do you represent it? Well, let's talk about the technology of Bitcoin. And that's what we're going to be covering on the show today, how Bitcoin is just a fabulous technology. It's built on something that's very immutable. And what that means is it has limitations. It cannot be just willy-nilly changed. It cannot be just printed on its own. There is some form of immutability about it. And that's what the blockchain technology is really based on. And whereas when you compare the kinds of technology that cryptocurrencies are, and you compare that to the kind of technology that money as we know it is, then you're going to start to find out you're going to be gravitating toward cryptocurrencies. And we have seen banks, we've seen governments, and we've seen a lot of financial giants jump into this cryptocurrency. I don't need to mention the name. You know him, the hottest guy when it comes to cryptocurrency. That's Elon Musk. He's kind of put cryptocurrency on the map. But it's not a new thing. Elon Musk invented many things, but he did not, for certainly, invent the Bitcoin. This is a grassroots technology that's come to fruition because of the work of people in the trenches. And so if you are one of those like myself out there that you want to get some Satoshis, just go ahead and do your own research. Or, you know, we have information here on this show that we're going to be bringing to you so you don't have to go and dig you know, the deep dives, and we'll break it down so that everybody can understand where the world really is moving, and not just big bankers, big investors. This is an everyday people technology. Think about the internet. When you first got online and you were able to search and find something and find information, when you were able to find your friends on the internet, people that you hadn't seen or heard of in a long time, when you were able to find information that you weren't hearing on the radio, then you gravitated more towards that and you wanted more of it. So we're going to bring cryptocurrency messaging across the airwaves. We're basically going to blow up the air with cryptocurrencies. And we have some messages for you coming right up. Thank you for joining the Charlene on Green show. And now we're transversing into the cryptocurrency world. It's the Charlene, the Crypto Queen show. And, you know, we have some great messages for you today. We have a big conference coming up here in Utah. It's the Utah Bitcoin Conference. And that's going to be October 1, 2021. So put that on your calendar. Right now, there are early bird tickets being offered. It's $199 to get into this conference. But if you sign up early and register early, you get a big discount. Just go to Utah Bitcoin Conference and register early. And as a special gift for those who register early, you can receive your own Bitcoin. It's a special commemorative gift. It's not a real Bitcoin that you can spend, but it just kind of helps you put something in your hand that you can say, this is a Bitcoin, and you can, you know, wear it as a badge of honor and say that you were at the Utah Bitcoin Conference of 2021 and you received one of these specially minted coins just for the occasion. And for those of you who want to participate as a vendor, go ahead and register early too. There is a promotion for early registration for vendors and sponsors. There's so many opportunities in cryptocurrencies. You don't want to miss out. You don't want to be the one at the back of the line when it comes to cryptocurrency. You want to get in early, get your message out there. And now is the best time. I am for sure going to be at the Utah Bitcoin Conference, and I will hope to see you there. We're going to be one of the main hosts and sponsor. We're going to have forums, and we're going to have some sessions that you don't want to miss. There's going to be business-to-business sessions. And if you're a beginner, I call, you know, people like myself, Bitginners. We're just getting into Bitcoin. Don't miss the Utah Bitcoin Conference. That's utahbitcoinconference.com. Oh, this is going to be a great day. Thank you for joining me, the Charlene Crypto Queen Show. You know, how many queens do you know out there in the crypto world? Well, there's only one, and that's me, Charlene. And this show is going to be so awesome. We're going to be on your radio. You won't be able to get enough of us. And I'm just so excited. I am super excited. I'm bursting with bubbles. It's like I've had all this stuff pent up in my brain that I wanted to talk about. It's like, you know, for lack of a better term, like a brain constipation. So now I'm releasing it, just getting it out there. Oh, all right. And we have our most amazing guest. There are some people that make the cryptocurrency world rock. And we have one of those rock stars on with us today. You hear about him. He's not the guy that you think is, I'm sorry, I don't have Elon Musk. I have the guy who's building the grassroots level innovation, adoption of Bitcoin. And I want to introduce you to one of my good friends. I started listening to him on his podcast a few months ago. And then some things happened in my life where I decided, you know what, this is what I need to do. Let me welcome my friend on the air with you, Bitcoin Ben.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I am awesome. How are you? You're just coming off a high yourself.
Oh, absolutely. We had an event in Texas this weekend, and it was off the charts exciting. There were so many people there, and it's the energy, the adoption. Everyone's just ramped up with PayPal and Venmo and all of the other great adoption news And if you're involved in like cryptocurrency and actually like involved in the inner workings of the crypto economy, you're slammed right now. You're extremely busy.
Yeah, I know some people are not sleeping at nights. Here. We go to bed and we wake up an hour later with crypto on the mind. And it's like, for me, listening to you talk about crypto has kind of motivated me into wanting to get that message out. You have a unique way of educating people about cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin. You've been in this from the beginning. Ben, tell us, when did you start the Bitcoin journey?
Well, I wish I would have jumped in earlier like everyone else. But really, I've actually been in it for quite a long time. Let's see, originally about, I heard of it about 2011. Got really involved in it about 2015, 2016. And I've actually been doing shows about it for about 4 years and change. And it's just getting more and more exciting.
It is. And for me, it's exciting to listen to you because what you're saying is, you're not just able to go out and buy cryptocurrencies or invest your money. And of course, this radio show is not investment advice. We're just entertainment purposes. I'll find some jokes down the road to throw in there. But we have the ability as a country, as a society, to think a different way about our labor, about the value of our labor. Before, we used to have everyone else tell us what our labor is worth. With cryptocurrencies, we can actually define our own worth, our individual worth. We can say, you know what, I think I'm worth this. And that's what we get in a coin. The value of the labor, the investment, the time, the knowledge base, and the energy that's put into creating that coin. You helped me to understand that concept that I can determine the value. If I wanted to create my own coin, I could do that. If I wanted to say, okay, as a people in the media industry, we're going to have a media coin, and we're going to put a value on that coin based on the value of our work. What do you say about that, Ben?
Absolutely. That's what we're transitioning into. The reason, like PayPal and Venmo and all of these major names are now getting involved with cryptocurrency is they understand what we understand, is that we live in a global economy that relies on inflationary currencies that actually lose value over time. And what we're transitioning into is the complete opposite of that. We're actually moving into a system where your currency acts as a savings account of your labor, where the longer you hold the currency, the higher purchasing power it has. That's what you're witnessing with Litecoin and Ethereum and actually Bitcoin. Is the reason it's gaining value is the globe is running towards it.
Yeah, they're racing towards it.
Oh, absolutely.
Jumping through
That's
hoops.
That's why it keeps on jumping up.
Yes. And, you know, interesting thing, I want to ask you what your view is, because I'm trying to explain Bitcoin to people, and people are asking me, Charlene, what is this, and how do you educate people on it? And And I think, tell me what you think about this concept. The concept of having a scale. You know, you go to the market and you weigh your produce, you put it in a scale. You have a bar of gold, you put it in a scale. And you have, over time, kind of forgot about the scale. You just assume that the scale is giving you the accurate measure of your asset. And you think, okay, the scale says it's 1 pound, or the scale says this bar of gold is a pound. And you just take that at face value. Well, what if someone's rigging the scale? You know, what if they offset the scale ahead before you got there? So for me, that's what I like in cryptocurrency, to a scale where it can't be rigged. And so your confidence in the asset now has the ability to increase, because you know that the scale where you're transacting on is a fair scale. And that's what blockchain technology does for me. It levels the measuring scale for me and say, and you know what? I think as people gain more confidence that the scale in which they're being measured, or they're measuring their assets, as the confidence in that scale increases, the scale itself now becomes a value to you. You want that scale as an asset. And that's why Bitcoin, I think, has just exploded, because people realize here is not just a scale, but this scale, I can use that scale as my asset, just in and of itself. And so, you know, the bar of gold is worth something, but now guess what? That scale is worth more than the bar of gold. And everybody's like, why are we putting our investment in something else? Why not migrate towards cryptocurrency or Bitcoin or the other currencies, cryptocurrencies that are popping up everywhere? What do you think about that, Ben?
I completely agree. I explain it in several different ways. One of the easiest ways is take an email, right? Which is more reliable, an email or sending a paper letter to anyone? Let's really think about that. You actually type up an email in an email account, which is secure.
Which reminds me to remind you to check your email, Ben.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I was out of town, and I didn't get it until you sent me the text. I'm like, uh-oh, better get on the radio. And so you send an email. Well, that email goes right out and goes right in to the mailbox that you sent somebody. Well, when you send an old envelope, you wrap up a letter, you write it up, you type it up or whatever, and you mail it in, and you use the U.S. Post Office. Number one, how many hands are actually touching that letter? And how many people do you have to rely on to do their job in an adequate manner so that envelope reaches your mailbox in like 4 or 5 days? Well, cryptocurrencies are the email, and the U.S. dollar is the equivalent of that envelope. It's slow, it's old, it's unreliable.
Hence it's called snail mail.
Exactly, snail mail. And what's great is now we're reaching the point where the email money, which is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, are now reaching a point where these larger corporations are recognizing, yes, this is real. They understand that this is replacing the old system. PayPal and Venmo and JP Morgan and all of these other entities, they don't get involved in,
no,
in
they don't.
Something that isn't going to be around for 100, 150, 200, heck, for all we know, maybe 500, maybe 1,000 years.
Well, you know what? If I live to see the day when Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan, you know, finally come out and says, you know, cryptocurrency is a good thing, Bitcoin's a good thing. But you know what? I realized the whole time that some of these corporate heads have been naysaying about Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies. They've been behind the scenes building on the blockchain technology. And it's kind of like the game, you know, people play where don't look over here. They send out a distracting message so no one's paying attention to what they're really doing, because just this week, you know, JP Morgan Chase came out and said, oh, now we're going to allow our investors to buy into cryptocurrencies. Well, guess what? Over the past few years, 3 to 4 years, JP Morgan Chase has been pioneering blockchain technology for the banking system at the institutional level. They have their technology that they've been ripening and that they've been massaging and getting it ready to launch. But guess what? Us, the underground, us, the people at the roots, have kind of gotten there before the large institutions. And so what they had to do was kind of make some kind of political ploy to distract people from the fact that they're actually moving into cryptocurrency as a world. The global financial sector is not going to be left behind. They're giving the impression that, hey, this is just something some guys on the side wanted to do. This is just something for people who, you know, are not sure. It's just, you know, some kind of scheme. But at the same time, that is the scheme. The scheme is, let's hide what we're doing in terms of blockchain technology, because this is a solution. If you recognize that you can create value, or you can basically create value in developing a technology that is decentralized. Once people realize that, the horse is out the gate. I mean, there's no stopping it.
Absolutely. We are over a $1 trillion cap just in actual Bitcoin. That doesn't include all of the other cryptocurrencies and the utility tokens and the Ethereums and the initial public. All they're really aware of is, I've heard of the Bitcoin. I think somebody made a bunch of money with it. Oh, it's probably over. They have no idea about Ethereum and EOS and ADA.
Exactly, exactly.
And
there is so much.
All these other opportunities.
There is so much. We've just basically scratched the surface here on the Charlene, the Crypto Queen show on iHeartRadio. Thank you so much for joining us, Ben. We've got to do this again. We've got to continue this conversation, start breaking it down for the average consumer to start understanding that this is the way everything's going. There's no turning back. This is it.
And there's a rumor I will be seeing you in Utah soon.
Yes, at the Utah Bitcoin Conference coming up here in Salt Lake City. Join us, utahbitcoinconference.com. That's October 1st, Friday, October 1st. Put it on your calendar. Thank you for joining the Charlene, the Crypto Queen show. We have so much more to talk about, so much to go when it comes to cryptocurrencies. We're not stopping. We're just keep going. And I have to tell you, there is a market for anything you want to sell. In the cryptocurrency world, you can sell pretty much anything. You can decide that, you know what? I'm going to create a tweet and I'm going to sell it. I'm going to put it out there on the Ethereum network and I'm going to sell it. So it, like I said, you can determine the value of your worth. You can determine the value of your labor. You can determine the value of your time. and your creativity. And that's what the blockchain technology allows you to do. And if you want to think about it in terms of why have we not done this before, believe me, cryptocurrency is not necessarily new. It's been around at least for, 10, 15 years. And there are many organizations that are adopting the technology. When you explore deeper and deeper into the origins of cryptocurrency and of the blockchain technology, you'll realize that we've actually been using it and we don't know about it. And so here on the Charlene, the Crypto Queen show, we're going to get into the technology of the blockchain and we're going to learn about it. And we're going to bring that to you, break it down in simple terms. And when I say simple, I'm talking about just a way to understand that Bitcoin is another advancement of technology. It's not something on the side. It's not something that, people want to say it's some kind of a scheme or whatever. That's not a $55,000 value to one US dollar asset is not a joke. So we need to talk about it. We need to learn about it and we need to get involved because guess what? We don't want to be left behind. I don't want my listeners or my viewers to be left behind. We want to be at the forefront. We want to be at the cutting edge. And when you listen to the show, you want to understand, what can I do? How can I be involved? That's why you come to Utah Bitcoin Conference. The Utah Bitcoin Conference is going to be October 1. So you have plenty of time. Put that on your calendar, and we will be inviting a lot of good speakers. You'll learn a lot more, and we'll get into much deeper detail about cryptocurrency. This is the Charlene, the Crypto Queen Show. I'm so glad you joined me on the air today, and we're going to have a great time. We are going to be learning together and developing and growing as the cryptocurrency market explodes. We're blowing up the radio station here on iHeartRadio with Charlene, the Crypto Queen. Tune in again for next time. And, it's so amazing seeing all my friends on the radio again. Thank you for joining Charlene, the Crypto Queen, UtahBitcoinConference.com. UtahBitcoinConference.com, October 1. See you there.